Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Paul. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paul. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball four. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Unser. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Alia reaches second base with a double. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alia scores. Cullen moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-0 in the game. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alia hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0-for-1 in the game. Paul hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullen strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields the ball and throws to Pasquale covering. Safe. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasquale is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0-for-2 in the game. Paul bunts towards third. McMullen juggles the ball. That's an error on McMullen. Alvis moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Paul moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alves tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing center field. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Paul Casanova. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim French now catching. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alves hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Alves reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Salmon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alves moves to third. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud strikes out. Two outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Unser out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing shortstop. Hank Allen now playing third base. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Harper reaches second base with a double. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up towards short. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. Nelson moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Frank Bertena now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMullen for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alia strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.